很高兴都看见大家，神保佑大家。
大家好。I wish that I knew more Chinese. I only know just a little bit.
我真希望我能够多懂一些中文。
It's a great blessing for me to be here after many years and to speak to you for the second time.
真是神的保佑，让我们在多年之后又能给大家再讲一下我的经历。
I have a musical instrument I would like to show to you.
我要给大家看一下我的一个乐器。顺便说一下，我们这个 instrument 的英文里面是以器皿，也可以是乐器，所以他要讲用乐器这个代词。我们中文经常翻译成器皿，所以这个时候我们至于他讲的时候，他用一些音乐术语，所以有时候我会用乐器这个词，我们想的就是器皿或者工具。
This guitar was my father's. It was made in 1939. My father received this when he graduated from high school, and it still sounds good.
这是他父亲给他留下来的一个吉他，是在1939年的时候的一个吉他，他现在声音还很好。
So when we think of the word instrument in English, we think of two meanings. One is a musical instrument like this, and the other one is something that you do something with, like a hammer, a type of tool that people use.
它这个器皿这个词，英文 instrument 有两个意思，一个就是音乐的乐器，另一个就是我们的是一个工具，像其他的这个榔头什么的。
People can also be instruments too.
我们人也可以是器皿。
When a person starts to follow Jesus Christ, he calls Jesus his Lord. He is interested in doing what Jesus wants him to do.
当我们跟随耶稣，叫耶稣基督为主的时候，我们就把自己当作耶稣基督的器皿。
People can be God's instruments.
我们人可以是神的器皿。
In the times of the Bible, there was a man named Saul who did not believe in Jesus. He persecuted Christians.
在圣经的时代，有一个人叫做扫罗，他当时是迫害基督徒。
Later, on the way to the town of Damascus to find Christians and put them in prison, Jesus appeared to this man named Saul. We find his story in Acts chapter 22.
当他在扫罗去大马士革的路上，他准备去抓获更多的基督徒的时候，发生这么一件事情。
It's probably not necessary to read it in English and in Chinese. Those of you who are English speakers could just read Acts 22:6-10, while Fred reads it in Chinese.
就在《使徒行传》第22章的部分记录了这个过程。保罗说他的一些情况，从22章6到10节，他说他不读一下英文，我就把中文读一下。六节说，我将到大马士革，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人都看见那光，却没有听明那位对我说的话，说的声音。我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来，进大马士革去，在那里我将要派你做一切事，告诉你。
This man, Saul, did not understand who Jesus was before. Then when Jesus appeared to him, he asked the question, Who are you, Lord?
扫罗在那个时候他并不认识耶稣基督，在他去大马士革的路上，耶稣他遇到了这个事情，然后他就问，主啊，你是谁？
Maybe you are like Saul. Maybe you had the wrong idea about Jesus before.
说不定你也就像扫罗一样，也许你也当开始的时候也许有这个不正确的观念。
When a person truly comes to know Jesus, he also asks these two questions. Who are you, Lord? And what would you want me to do, Lord?
当我们开始认识耶稣基督的时候，我们会问两个问题，一个就是说，主啊，你是谁？第二个就是说，我可以给你做什么？
When he says, who are you? It means that he wants to come to know God and to have a relationship with him.
当他问你是谁的时候，表明他愿意认识主。
When he says, what do you want me to do, Lord? It means he is willing to follow God, to become God's instrument.
当他说你让我做什么的时候，就是说他愿意跟随主，然后愿意侍奉主。
This man, Saul, was on a journey to the town of Damascus. He was blinded on the way. Finally, he arrived in the town of Damascus.
扫罗在去大马士革的路上，他因为这个光的照，眼睛瞎眼了，然后就花了三天的时间瞎眼到大马士革。
God sent a man named Ananias to heal him.
神差遣了一个叫亚拿尼亚的人去见他。
In Acts 9:15 and 16, we hear Ananias talking to God and God's reply to Ananias. Acts 9:15 and 16.
在使徒行传第九章第十五跟十六节说记载了这个话，是神对亚拿尼亚所说的话。
The Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
使徒行传九章十五节说，主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多苦。
Paul was an instrument that God used long ago, and the title of our presentation today is Tuning God's New Instruments.
保罗是神所利用的一个器皿或者乐器，我们今天的题目就是
调
整神的乐器。我们现在给大家看一些照片。
There we go. Thank you very much. And we are Jim and Aline Lasko. And we are thankful for inviting us to speak to you. And some of you who are here have prayed for us for years. We thank you.
我的名字是 Jim. 我的太太的名字是 Aline, 她拉斯科。我们在这个地方已经有多年。欢迎，很高兴到这儿来。
All three of our children grew up in the Philippines.
我们的三个孩子都在菲律宾长大。
Our son, Michael, lives in New Jersey. He is a doctor.
我的儿子 Michael 住在新泽西州，现在是一个医生。
Our older daughter Janine is married and lives in Connecticut.
大女儿杰宁是在那个康涅狄克州。
Okay, that's what Connecticut is in Chinese. And 1 week from today, our daughter is scheduled to have a baby.
大约一个月之后，她的女儿要生一个孩子。
So we will go there very soon to see our new grandbaby.
很快他们就要去见她的这个新生的孙子。
Our youngest daughter, Carrie, lives in Pasco, Washington. She with her husband, PJ, and her grandchildren, Becca and Dominic. This is Carrie with Dominic. Carrie is an expert massage therapist. I know because she just massaged me.
她的小女儿叫 Carrie, 现在住在 Pasco. 她的 Carrie, 她已经结婚，有两个孩子。
So if you need a massage and you want to contact my daughter, just talk to me.
Carrie 从事的是那个按摩事情，所以大家如果需要按摩的话，可以跟她联系。
Also, in the back of the church, we have some pictures of us. If you would like to have a picture of us to pray for us, please pick up one of those cards when you go out of the church.
我们要在教会堂的外面的走道上放了一些他们的照片。如果你们愿意为他们祷告的话，可以拿一下照片。
And also, we send out an email newsletter. If you would like to receive that, please put your email address also on the piece of paper by our pictures.
他们 also 定期的通过 email 送一些他们的情况介绍。如果你愿意收到他们的 email 的话，也可以跟他们联系，把你们加在他的 email 的 list 上面。
We work on the islands of Samar and Leyte in the Philippines. There was an earthquake in early September, just close to the island of Samar.
他们是在菲律宾的一个叫做萨马的地方，一个岛上。有一天，那个地方发生了一个地震，在最近九月份的时候有一次地震。
We are thankful that though our friends felt their houses shake, their houses were not damaged.
幸运的是，他们的朋友感觉到地震，但是呢，没遭到太大的损伤。
Aline and I are missionaries, and some of you might not be familiar with the term missionary.
艾琳和我都是宣教士，也许有人不太明白什么是宣教士。
A missionary is someone who takes the good news about Jesus Christ to someone who is different from her or someone that's different from him.
宣教士就是把耶稣基督的福音带给与自己不同人的那些人。
We are very used to being in Asia and being in a church full of people that are different from us. So it's very, not very normal for us to speak to a group of Asians just like this right now.
我们非常需要在跟我们完全跟他们完全不一样的人面前讲道，所以他对他们来说，看到跟他面孔不一样的人，他们没有任何的觉得不舒服的地方。
All across the world, from South America to Asia, God is raising up new places that send missionaries.
在全世界的各个地方，从南美到亚洲，神差遣很多的宣教士去到他们那里。
Countries that used to have very few missionaries and very few Bible-believing Christians are now sending their own missionaries.
在过去，那些本来就没有多少基督徒的地方，现在开始派遣基督徒宣教士，向其他国家派遣宣教士。
These newer sending countries now send about 40 to 45,000 missionaries.
这些新兴的差遣国大约能够差遣四万到四万五千的宣教士。
And one of the newer sending countries is the Philippines.
其中一个新兴的差遣国就是菲律宾。
The number of Filipino missionaries is continuing to grow. There are people who stay on the mission field for a long time, like our friend Judith Guarte.
菲律宾现在的宣教士在不断的增长。他们其中有一个朋友，现在要介绍一下，名字叫着朱迪。
The greatest number of new Filipino missionaries comes from bivocational missionaries, people who go to another country or to a mission field because of their job.
大部分的菲律宾的宣教士都是以双重职业的身份去做宣教士，也就是说，他们以自己的职业进入宣教的职场。
Aline and I, my wife, are both musicians. Aline has the goal of training Filipino believers to play the piano and worship God through music.
Aline 和我都是音乐人。Aline 通常就是通过培训菲律宾信徒弹钢琴来崇拜主。
Since Aline is an experienced pianist, she notices quickly when her piano is out of tune.
我们知道艾琳是一个钢琴师，所以他很快的就会发现我们的钢琴是不是走调了。
So we are thankful for our friend Louis, the piano tuner. With his help, Aline and her students can make beautiful music.
我们感谢我们的一个朋友 Louis, 他是来调琴师，能够帮助艾琳和他的学生把音乐调对。
Aline's mother and father were missionaries many years ago in the Philippines. This is a picture of my wife's family, and she is a little girl sitting there in the middle. They were some of God's instruments long ago.
Aline 跟的父母都是宣教士，这是1957年他们的一张照片。Aline 是中间那个小孩子。
Filipinos are also some of God's new instruments. They bring praise to Him in their own country and in the countries where God is sending them.
菲律宾人也是神的器皿，他们通过赞美主，在他们自己的国家赞美，也去到别的国家派遣他们的人到别的国家去赞美。
We thank God that God has assigned us a role to tune some of God's new instruments.
我们感谢主，通过用我们来调整这些乐器。
So this presentation will help to answer these two questions. Who are some of God's new instruments from the Philippines, and how do we help to tune them?
所以下面我们要回答两个问题，一个就是说，谁是这些菲律宾的新的乐器？然后是另一个就是我们怎么帮助来调试这些乐器？
There are four kinds of ministries in which we are involved. Evangelism and discipleship, training Filipino church leaders, training Filipino home missionaries, and training Filipino foreign missionaries.
他们在菲律宾有四个方面的工作，一个就是宣教和门徒训练，第二个是培训菲律宾教会领导领袖，第三个培训菲律宾家国内的宣教士，再是第四个就是培训菲律宾的对外的宣教士。
One of the young leaders that we helped to disciple is named Lemuel Amesqua.
其中的一个年轻的领袖，他们帮助我的就名叫拉姆尔。
6 years ago, Elaine began teaching piano to Lemuel, one of the high school boys in Tacloban City, where we live. She noticed he is very diligent and consistent and motivated.
6年前，艾琳在教一个学生，叫拉姆尔的学生学钢琴。这个学生是一个高中生，在他们当地的城市。这个学生呢，非常的努力吃苦。
I also noticed Lemuel's serious faith. One day he asked me for help and how to share about Jesus to somebody that did not believe that Jesus is God.
吉姆说他自己注意到这个拉姆尔他自己的信心。有一天拉姆尔就问他能不能跟他分享一下关于耶稣基督的情况。
So I recruited Lemuel to play keyboard in our Christian band, which is called Children of Peace.
从那以后他们就把拉摩尔招到他们教会的基督乐队里面，名字叫和平儿童。
Not only does Lemuel play well, he is learning to lead worship.
不仅拉摩尔的音乐乐器弹得很好，他也开始能够带领这个崇拜。
On Easter in 2012, Lemuel played with the Children of Peace band in a concert held in Tacloban's new shopping mall, close to where we live.
在今年2002年复活节的时候，拉姆尔带领这个儿童和平儿童乐队在当地的一个商业中心进行演奏。
He also played the part of Jesus in an evangelistic drama in the shopping mall.
在这个商业中心里面，他扮演着耶稣的角色。
When Lemuel was young, he had a compassion for people who were hurting.
当拉姆尔年轻的时候，他对那些受伤的人有很大的同情心。
When Lemuel became a believer, Lemuel asked himself, "How can I serve God with my life?"
当拉姆尔信主以后，他就问我怎么能够用我的生命来侍奉主。
Lemuel thought, "Could God use me someday as a missionary doctor?"
他想，神会不会让我去做一个宣教医生？
As his first step to becoming a missionary doctor, Lemuel took nursing at the medical school in Tacloban.
所以第一步，他在做宣教医生之前的第一步就是在当地的一个医学院从事护理工作。
I loaned a book called With Scalpel and Sword to Lemuel. It's the story of Dr. Link Nelson.
我借给拉姆尔一本书，名字叫解剖刀和剑。这个诗是关于那个一个宣教士，名字叫林肯尼尔森的一个故事的书。
Dr. Lincoln Nelson arrived in the Philippines as in 1950 as a new medical missionary.
林肯尼尔森医生是在1950年去菲律宾，他在那儿的当时也是一个医疗宣教士。
God used Dr. Nelson as an instrument to deliver my wife, Aline, in 1954.
在1954年的时候，尼尔逊医生为艾琳接生。
God also used Dr. Nelson to start hospitals and churches and draw many people to Jesus Christ.
神也利用尼尔逊医生开建当地的医院、教堂，吸引了很多的基督徒。
God used the life of one of his choice instruments in the past to inspire one of his new instruments, Lemuel.
神也利用他的一个这个器皿来感动他的新的器皿。
We are thankful also that God used us as instruments in Lemuel's life in developing his musical and leadership ability.
我们也感谢神利用我们自己作为器皿来在拉姆尔的生活里面作为新的器皿，培训他作为音乐方面和灵的方面的能力。
Well, I want to review some of the things that we do. We're involved in evangelism and discipleship, like with Lemuel, and also training Filipino church leaders.
我们是在菲律宾进行那个宣教还有门徒托培训工作，培养那个教会领袖。
One of those new church leaders that we are training is Alan Concepcion.
其中的一个他的一个菲律宾教会的领袖名叫阿朗·康塞普辛。
I first met Alan when he came to apply as a student at the school where we teach, Baptist Ministerial Training Center.
我第一次遇到这个阿郎的时候，是在他们一个当地的一个培训中心，名字叫清心会牧者培训中心。
Alan worked for the government in Tacloban City.
阿郎是在当地的一个政府机构工作。
I started this school, Baptist Ministerial Training Center, with four other pastors from the Tacloban area where we live.
他说他这个他跟其他的四个牧师在他们的城市叫做塔克拉班，塔克拉班成立了这个清心会牧者培训中心。
We train the future church leaders, and we also use the school to help our current leaders to grow.
我们来培养新的教会的领袖，也同时帮助现有的领教会领导成长。
The school is a non-resident pastoral training school. It was designed to train those who already have jobs or families.
他们这个学校是针对的是那些已经有家庭的牧师，就是说他们没有住宿的地方。
Alan was already leading a church and could not leave his family to go someplace else to a regular Bible college.
阿郎已经有自己的家庭，有教会，所以他不能离开家庭去别的地方去学习。
Alan was an excellent student. After completing six courses, Alan was awarded a certificate in pastoral theology.
阿郎是一个非常优秀的学生，当他完成了六门课以后，被授予了这个毕业证书。
Alan is a pastor in the town of Basai. Before taking classes at the school, Alan just listened to the sermon of his pastor, and then he repeated the sermon where he lived.
Alan is 一个当地叫一个贝斯的城的一个牧师。当他完成了这个学习之后，他就开始利用他以前的牧师教给他的东西来进行在他的教会里面教养。
As he grew in ability, Alan learned to teach for himself.
逐渐当他能力成长的时候，他也学会了自己自学的工作。
Alan said, I learned how to study and to think in a wider frame of mind.
阿郎说，我学会了怎么的思考和学习，以更宽的、更广的境界去思考学习。
When Alan first began pastoring in the town of Basai, there was a spirit of competition among the four pastors of the Bible-believing church in that town.
当阿郎刚开始在贝斯这个地方做牧师的时候，有其他的四个小教会的牧师之间会有些冲突。
Alan saw so much change in his life and ministry as a result of attending the school, he wanted other pastors in his town to have the same benefit.
阿郎发现，当他参加了这个培训学校之后，他自己的有很大的收获，所以他也希望其他的牧师能够也有所得。
So Alan and I organized the first satellite school, a separate school in a separate campus in Basai Samar, about 20 miles from Tacloban where we live.
所以这个阿郎跟吉姆就决定组织一个分校，他们学校的分校，贝斯这个地方分校，贝斯大概离于塔克拉曼有20英里的地方。
Alan is now teaching his fellow pastors with the help of the other teachers.
现在阿郎跟其他的一些教师一起开始来培训其他的牧师。
These pastors now share a vision together to work together to put a church in every district of Basai.
所以这些牧师现在开始在贝斯这个地区呢，每一个地方都建立教会。
Alan's ministry has become more in tune with God's plan for his life, and God is using him to bring harmony to the churches in the town of Basai.
现在阿郎已经被神利用来当地建立和谐，在贝斯建立和谐的教会。
So these are the four different things that we're involved in, as evangelism and discipleship, training Filipino church leaders like Alan, and also training Filipino home missionaries.
除了我们宣教门训，还有另外一个工作，就是说培养菲律宾的国内宣教士。
So a home missionary is somebody who starts churches in a town in his own country.
这是另一个他们在一个人就是在菲律宾国内的宣教士。
One of those home missionaries that we're training is named Winston Luce.
其中一个人名字叫做温斯顿·路茨。
After we first arrived in the island of Leyte in the Philippines in 1985, we worked with a team of other people to start churches on the islands of Leyte and Samar.
在过几年之后，我们到达菲律宾的一个这个一个地方，叫萨马和雷提的这个一个地方。
In 1996, we helped to begin New Life Baptist Mission. Today, there are 26 churches in the New Life Baptist family of churches.
1996年，我们帮助建立新生命亲信会、亲信宣教会。现在已经有这个组织，新教宣教组织吧。有26个教会。
These include 8 independent churches and 18 mission churches or new churches. There are a total of 1,016 people that gather together every Sunday to worship God.
他们这个组织有8个独立的教会，有18个是宣教教会，总共有1,016个人。
Aline and I frequently drive to encourage these believers in the mission churches and to encourage their pastors.
我们经常去这些地方。艾琳和我一起去鼓励这些信徒。
By the way, our sound person, is the computer speakers on your laptop? Are the computer speakers on? You don't have to plug them in, that's okay. Oh, can you plug it in? Oh, very good. I forgot to tell you. I'm sorry.
他刚才问想把那个音乐跟那个 laptop 接起来。
We have a little bit of music to play for you. I would like to show you what it looks like to travel in the Philippines when we traveled to visit my friend, Linston Luce, for 9 hours.
他想让大家听一段音乐，他想让大家感受一下他们有在长达九个小时的旅行的过程中的感受。
This is what we saw on our trip.
这就是我们看到的他们在路上的一个情况。
We traveled to the town of Lao Ang, and sometimes people say that the town was named Lao Ang because there are so many Chinese people named Lao and so many people named Ang that they call it Lao Ang.
他们这个城市的名字叫老昂，好像就是老像中文一样，老可能有人姓这个姓昂，就叫老昂。
We traveled to Lao Ang to encourage their new pastor Winston Luce and his wife Leah.
我们到那儿去是来跟当地的一个牧师叫鲁茨，还有他的妻子莉亚。
Winston trusted Jesus Christ during the ministry of Paul Pascual, the first church planter, the man who started the New Life Baptist Mission in Lao Ang.
Winston 是在当地一个另一个牧师的带领下信主的。他的牧师建立了在老昂地区建立了第一个新生命教会。
Winston took part in the ministry of the church as Pastor Paul discipled him.
Winston 参加了他们的宣教活动，在牧师他的牧师原前面的牧师叫保罗的培训下参加了这个活动。
Winston develops friendships with other men in Lao Ang through their common love of sports.
就 Winston 跟当地的一些其他的人通过体育活动建立了友谊关系。
We spent 2 days with Winston and his family. Winston is a very new pastor, but already has a vision for what God can do in the town of Lao Ang.
我们在那儿给 Winston 家里待了两天。
I worked together with Winston to help him develop a strategic evangelistic plan for his community.
我们跟 Winston 在一起建立他们当时的一个宣教的计划。
Aline and I attended their church that meets in a house.
您和我参加了他们当地的一个家庭教会。
Please pray for Winston and his family to bring spiritual change to Loang.
请为温斯顿还有这个老昂的教会祷告。
Visiting Winston is part of my work in tuning God's new instruments by encouraging and training leaders in the 26 churches that are part of New Life Baptist Mission.
所以培训这些教会是我们的一个非常大的荣幸。
We ask a question, what does it cost to tune God's new instruments? What does it cost to help to develop a new church planting movement?
我们经常问一个问题，就是说我们去宣教的代价是什么？我们是为调试神乐器要付出什么？
To start new churches, for one thing, it costs lives. Winston and his wife Leah have given their future to establish a church in Loang. This is their life's work.
建立一个教会要一个代价就是要生命的代价。
Helping people like Winston and Leah is our life's work.
温斯顿和他的妻子以他们的生命全整个生命来建立老王的教会，培养他们也是我们整个生命的一个责任。
It costs money as well. Funds are money for transportation, for food, for health insurance, for training materials.
也有一个经济的代价，我们要付出各方面的费用，包括材料，还有各方面的生活用品。
How much does it cost?
就那么究竟要有多少代价呢？
Each time a missionary comes back to the United States, from the mission board requires us to calculate how much it will cost. Our required support is $5,400 per month, including the money for missionaries.
每一次他们回到美国来，他们各种的费用加起来要$5,400，每个月$5,400。
Churches and individuals have committed $4,400 per month. 3 months ago, our mission told us there was a need of $1,000 additional per month.
他们现在的已经确定了的费用是$4,400。三个月前，他们给通知他们有$1,000的差额。
This is the first time in our 27 years of missionary ministry that we had such a large deficit.
这是在他们27年的宣教旅程当中的第一次出现经济上的差额。
So you might ask the question, why?
你们可能大家会问为什么？
Some of our supporting churches had financial problems.
因为有些他们的支柱的教会有一些经济问题。
One supporter died, one of our supporters got sick.
有一个是他们的支持者去世了，另一个就是得病了。
And especially our ministry grew and our needs for funds for travel increased.
同时样的是当我们的宣教工作在增长的时候，我们的费用也在增加。
We received good news in October. Two individuals have already pledged a total of $80 in new monthly support.
在我们最近十月份的有一个好消息，就是有两个人愿意资助$80，每个月资助$80。
So today there's only a monthly need of $920.
就现在的他们每个月只差$920。
So your pastor has graciously allowed me to come to present the need and to challenge you if perhaps your church might also join in helping support this ministry.
所以我们的牧师说他们可以把这个提出来，也许我们的教会有人愿意资助他们。
These are the four different kinds of ministries we have: evangelism and discipleship, training Filipino church leaders, training Filipino home missionaries, and also training Filipino foreign missionaries.
这是他们的菲律宾的四项工作，一个是宣教和门徒训练，再一个就培训教会领袖，培训国内宣教士和培训国外宣教士。
Our most challenging ministry is training Filipino foreign missionaries.
他们最困难的一个工作就是培训菲律宾的对外宣教士。
More than 8 million Filipinos live abroad outside the Philippines.
大约有800,000的菲律宾人住在国外。
Every day, 3,300 Filipinos leave to work abroad.
每一天就有3,300的菲律宾人离开其他国家。
With an estimated of 10% Filipino Bible-believing Christians, that means we have a potential of 330 new missionaries going out every day.
如果我们估计大约有10%的是基督徒的话，每天就有330个基督徒去往国外。
God has been very gracious to us in calling missionaries out of some of the churches that we have started in the Philippines.
神非常的开恩，让我们去带领这些对外的宣教士。
Two of those people are Nila and Elnor.
其中有两位，一个就是尼拉和恩诺。
Nila was a teacher in a Christian kindergarten inside the Tacloban Church.
尼拉是塔克拉班教会的一个主日学的教师，儿童主日学教师。
She asked God to give her a place to serve him in a place where few people knew about Jesus.
她向神说，让神给她一个地方，那地方很少人认识耶稣基督。
She asked Elnor, who was teaching in a public school, to be her partner.
她同时要了另一个恩诺，是当地公立学校的一个教师来帮助她。
Nila took a trip to Thailand to see where God is working.
尼拉去泰国去一次旅行。
Nila there met a Thai pastor. His church in Bangkok started a new church far away from the city in the town of Mae Hong Son in Thailand.
Nila在泰国遇到了一个泰国的牧师，这是离泰国马尼拉很远的一个地方，他名字叫美洪森，大约就这么个名字。
The pastor, Pastor Suntorn is his name, asked if Nila and Elnor would be willing to work with them to help to start a new church.
所以当地的这个牧师就问尼拉和恩诺说，你们愿意不愿意住在他们那里来侍奉。
Nila and Elnor's church in the Philippines sent them as missionaries.
所以呢，尼拉和恩诺的教会就把他们作为宣教士派往泰国。
Many countries in Asia have Buddhist and atheist backgrounds, which is very different from the kind of a Christian background that Filipinos have.
在东南亚的大部分地方的文化背景都是佛教或者是无神论者背景，但是菲律宾的还是基督教的背景。
In order to make the gospel clear, they need an approach to the gospel that will connect with these people who did not grow up in Christian homes.
为了能够正确地表达这个福音，所以他们要知道怎么跟这些人取得联系。
Aline and I spent time training Elnor and Nila for their work as missionaries.
所以恩琳和我有机会来培训尼拉和恩诺。
We help them learn how to present the gospel to people from another culture by training them in our house.
我们帮助他们怎么去另一个在他们的家里怎么去一个另一个地方给他们介绍福音。
We help them to prepare how to work together as a team.
我们告诉他们怎么做一个团队一起工作。
After they were trained, Nila and Elnor arrived in the beautiful town of Mae Hong Son in Thailand.
培训之后，尼拉和恩诺来到泰国这个梅洪森的非常漂亮的地方。
They began to meet people in the community by teaching English classes.
他们通过教英语的方式与当地的人结识。
Nila and Elnor visit the parents of their English students and make friends in their home.
尼拉也开始拜访他的一些英语的学生，给他们结交朋友。
In October, just a few days ago, a mission team from a church here in Richland went to the Mae Hong Son to help Nila, Elnor, and their Thai co-workers.
就是在最近，在咱们当地的 Richland 的地方，有一批宣教士到了泰国去帮助尼拉和恩诺。
They helped them to teach at an English camp.Providing examples of native English pronunciation that the Thai people wanted to hear.
他们去帮助当地的一个叫英语营，来给他们告诉他们怎么来说地道的英语。
English camps provide a special time for missionaries to explain the good news of Jesus to everyone who attends the camp.
他们的英语营给这些宣教士提供了一个特殊的时间，让他们能够分享耶稣基督的福音。
Elnor and Nila took the mission team from Richland on the river to visit a village of Karen tribal people.
恩诺和尼拉参加了这个 Richland 的这个宣教队，乘船去别的地方。
People in this village left Myanmar and traveled to Thailand to escape a war.
这个村中的人是缅甸来的一些难民。
Karen ladies put bracelets around their necks to make them to look beautiful. They think that having a very long neck makes them much more beautiful.
当地的村民就给他们那个的脖子上也装进行装饰，让他们看得非常的漂亮。
Christians started a church in this village.
那么基督徒在这个村庄里建立了教会。
The mission team from Richland taught a one-day English and Bible class at the church.
这个 Richland 这个宣教队当地举行了在当地举行了一天的英语和圣经班。
And by the way, I have two people that are friends of mine from Richland that have been to that church. I would like to ask them to stand up. They're Larry and Marilyn McCray. And they also help to teach English class here.
这里面就 Marilyn 和Larry 他们也去过这个教会，刚才他们站起来。
They enjoyed that boat ride and the visit to that village also.
他们也乘坐了那个船，享受了那个过程。
It was a privilege for us to train Neela and Elnor and connect them with Thai and American believers to work together to bring the good news of Jesus to Thailand.
我们非常的荣幸能够有机会培训尼拉和恩诺，能够让他们跟美国的信徒、跟当地的人能够建立友谊关系。
Along with other missionaries, we developed a course training class called Creative Access Training, or CAT.CAT is a series of 5 courses designed to train Filipino missionaries.
在培训这些宣教士的过程中，他们建立了一个叫做
We taught cross-cultural.
Just a sec.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
启创地区培训班，就是新地区的培训班，这个包括五门课程。
Sorry. We taught cross-cultural evangelism in 3 nearby Asian countries, most recently in Cambodia.
他们在跨国、跨文化的情况下来培育教那个，为三个国家进行培训，其中包括一个柬埔寨。
Filipino missionaries and Cambodian leaders learned about one another's cultures. They learned how to bridge cultural differences.
菲律宾宣教士和柬埔寨的领导，他们互相学习各自的文化，能够克服文化的差异。
They practiced using cross-cultural evangelism methods that we taught them through the use of drama.
他们利用那些在那个培训课中学到的跨文化宣道方法来，就一个方法来进行宣教，其中一个就是这个 drama 叫做演戏。
When I went to Cambodia, I shared some of the things that I learned in my doctoral studies in missions at Western Seminary in Portland, Oregon.
我到那个柬埔寨的时候，就用到了我在 Portland 宣教这个学校学到了一些办法。
By the way, my teacher in the seminary was Dr. Enoch Wan, who was from Hong Kong.
我在他在这顺便说一下，在波特兰他学校里面，他的导师叫做王教授。是一个香港来的。
When our Christian band Children of Peace gets ready to play, one of the essential things that we do is to tune the instruments. Tuning helps the instruments to make beautiful praise music together.
在他们每次乐队演奏的时候，有一个重要的任务就是说，在之前他们要调试这个乐器，使他们乐器的调能够是正确的。
Tuning God's new instruments is a description of our missionary ministry.
调试神的乐器也是他们宣教的一个重要的任务。
Our job, God has new instruments sent from the Philippines that He is using to bring praise to Himself and many countries in the world.
神利用很多的新的乐器派往很多的国家。
Our job is to help to tune them to what God is doing in the world and help them to stay in tune with Him.
我们的任务就是调试这些乐器，然后保持让他们能够跟神的基调一致。
This is the end of our PowerPoint presentation. Could you turn on the lights, please?
这是他们的幻灯报告，到这就结束。
So as I've been talking about Filipinos being instruments of God, God using them in the world, I would like to ask you a question.
当我在介绍菲律宾的信徒被神利用作为乐器的时候，我想问大家一个问题。
My question is, are you an instrument of God?
你也是神的乐器吗？器皿吗？
Is God using you?
神也利用你吗？
Many people ask God to answer their prayers.
大家都经常向神祷告， 求神回答我们的祷告。
If they are sick, they ask God to heal them. They ask God to solve their family problems. They ask God to give them better grades, or ask God to give them a job.
他们病了的时候，求神医治。他们解决他们的家庭困难，让他们考试能有好成绩，让他们有好的工作。
It is very good to ask God to bless us. God loves us. He is concerned with our needs.
我们求神保护我们，保佑我们，这是一个很好的事情。
But God is doing something in our world that is much bigger than just meeting my needs.
但是神的施工不仅仅是满足我们的需要，他的施工远远大于我们的需要。
God wants to bless the whole world. He doesn't just want to bless me.
神想对整个世界带来祝福，而不是仅仅是我们一个人祝福。
A young man is in love with a girl, and he says, "Oh dear God, please let that girl love me back."
有一个年轻人爱上了一个女孩，所以他就给神祷告说：“神啊，求你让那个女孩也爱我。”
A married man is working outside on his house. Maybe he is building a deck, and he is pounding with the hammer.
有一个已婚的人，他在外面在修他的凉台，用他敲着他的钉子。
He is a Christian, so when he sees the rain coming, he says, "Oh, please God, keep the rain clouds away until I finish my work."
当他看见的乌云来了的时候，他就对神祷告说：“神啊，你能不能让乌云不要过来，让我等我的工作完成之后再下雨。”
Dear God, please help me with my job.
求你帮帮我的工作。
That isn't all right, but how much better if we ask God, God, what are you doing in the world? God, can I help you?
我没有问，向神祷告没有什么问题，但是能不能这样是不是更好一些？神啊，你在做什么？我能帮你做什么？
God is doing something very, very big in our world. He was doing something that's far beyond what I can understand. God is gathering our whole world together to worship and to follow Jesus.
神在做一个远远大于我们想象的事情，他是把全世界所有的人要融在一起。
I want to quote from you from Ephesians 1:9.God made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when the times have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and earth together under one head, even Christ.
他念了这个以弗所书一章九到十节，说，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
One could sum up God's great plan for our world in this way. God is bringing glory to himself by bringing all things in heaven and on earth together underneath Jesus Christ.
我们可以把神的对整个这个世界的计划做一个总结，可以，也许可以这么说，神想把天上地上一切所有的都归于耶稣基督，为他带来荣耀。
When I became a teenager, I realized that there was something bigger beyond me that and my own needs and wants and concerns.
当我十多岁的时候，我意识到世界上有一个比我自己更大的事情。
I wanted to become involved in something that was just bigger than myself and asking God to bless me.
我希望能够参与这个比我更大的事情。
I committed myself to Jesus. I said, God, I will go wherever you want me to go, and I will do whatever you want me to do.
所以我就委身自己给耶稣，向耶稣委身自己，对他说，神啊，我愿意去你让我去的地方，我愿意做你让我做的事情。
Now, this church is also familiar to me because when I was a boy in 1968 or 1969, the church had Boy Scout meetings in this building.
这个教堂对我来说也是比较熟悉。在1968-69年的时候，这有一个那个童子军的活动就在这个教堂举行。
And I also walked forward back in about 1969 from the back to the front to receive a Boy Scout award.
所以在那个时候，他们也是在这个地方，从后面走到前面来领取他那个童子军的证书。
But those of you who have come from China to the United States or other places to the United States realize we have many problems in the United States.
我们大家是从中国或者别的地方来到这个教会，我们意识到美国有很多的问题。
I learned many good things in Boy Scouts, but the other Boy Scouts taught me a lot of bad words also and swear words.
我在童子军里面学到了很多的好的东西，但同时呢，也有很多坏的东西。
Today we have many more serious problems in the United States, especially drug abuse, especially divorce. There are many problems in the United States.
今天美国的问题就更多，比如说那个毒药的使用、离婚的问题。
God wants to use His people that He has created to make beautiful music.
神想利用他的人来制造一个美妙的音乐。
But to God, I think that our world is out of tune.
但是在神面前，我们的整个世界走调了。
It sounds a little bit like this.
就像声音就像这个一样。
So our job is to help to tune up our world to what God wants us to do.
我们的工作就是要调试这个乐器，让我们能够一致。
I pray that God might also use you as the members of this church to help to bring harmony and beauty to my town, to Richland, Washington.
我也求大家为神祷告，求大家为我们在神的施工面前祷告。
I would like to challenge you to not only pray for God's blessing for yourself and for your family, but also pray that God will make you a blessing in my town in Richland, Washington.
我给大家挑战大家，除了对你自己、你的家庭祷告之外，也为能够希望你的祷告为他的家乡，就是 Richland, 带来神的祝福。
I pray that God would use you also as His instruments.
也求神能够利用你作为他的乐器。
Would you be willing to pray today and say, God, make me your instrument. Use my life.
我们今天就开始祷告，跟神说，让我作为你的乐器，利用我。
May let us pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父啊，
I thank you so much for the people of this church.
我们感谢这个教会的人。
I pray that that each person here would say, Lord, what would you have me to do?
我在这儿祷告，让每个人都说，神啊，你让我做什么？
I pray that the members of this church would also say, Lord, I want to be your instrument.
我向你祷告，让这教会的每一个人都说，主啊，你让我做什么？
I pray that you would show to them the ways that they could bring glory to you.
我向你祷告，求你带给他们，让他们给你带来荣耀。
I pray that you would use them to bless this town of Richland.
我求你让他们能够 Richland 带来荣耀。
I pray that you would also use them to be a blessing all over the world.
使他们成为整个世界的祝福。
In Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名 ，Amen.
Through.